Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up in your life, your love, your health, and your wealth.
No matter where you are now or where you've been, there is a next level. We bring you 7 episodes a week, 6 of which are solo episodes with Kevin and myself, and one world-class guest to help you get there.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by our friend and mentor, David Meltzer of the Playbook Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another very special, as always, episode of Next Level University, where we teach you how to level up your life, your love, your health, and your wealth. We hope you enjoyed our latest episode with our friend and amazing mentor, the one and only David Meltzer. Today, for episode number 707, it's Motivation Monday. You can't have your dreams and your excuses. So a lot of people don't necessarily know this about me, but when Alan and I first started this journey, I was a bit of a pothead.
The devil's lettuce.
I remember thinking that, well, Joe Rogan's a podcaster and he gets to smoke weed on his podcast and he's a comedian and he's super funny and he's been very, very successful. I think I could do that too. And the problem I think for me was I was literally just like getting high on a random Thursday at noon saying like, I did enough today. Like I had a pretty good day. You know, we'd recorded an episode or whatever it may have been. And I remember one night I was high, as I would be quite often.
Oh yeah.
And I remember getting a text message from, it was either somebody on the team or one of my clients or Alan. And I remember like I couldn't answer it properly. And it was in that moment where I realized that this excuse of, look, you can get away with this. It's not that important. It's not hurting your IQ. It's not making you any less sharp on the podcast. I had to get rid of that excuse. I had to get rid of that story that I was telling myself. And have I partaken a few times since then? Yes, I will be honest, I have. But it's definitely not a habit of mine. It's something maybe, you know, once every couple months if I do it. But it's one of those things of, I realized in that moment that I can either get rid of this excuse or I have a far less likely chance of getting my goals. And I think that a lot of us are dealing with this in some way, shape, or form. Maybe it's the excuse of, I'm afraid of rejection. Well, we're all afraid of rejection, right? We're all afraid of rejection. But imagine every rejection is you getting a little bit closer to your goals. I'm afraid of public speaking. Well, I'm afraid of public speaking too. But it's not going to allow me to get where I want to go if I don't get rid of that excuse. So I think we should focus more on the solutions, less on the problems. And again, at the end of the day, you're not going to have your goals, your dreams, your dream life, everything you want, and your excuses at the same time.
Excuses are absolute corrosion towards what you want in your life. And I do want to make clear, by the way, devil's lettuce is a joke. I don't actually think necessarily marijuana is a bad or good thing. I think it's either aligned with your goals or it's not. So I just, quick disclaimer. All right, so excuses. There's a lot of ways we can go with this, but I want to tell you a quick story about me back during my master's program at WPI. There was a 3-month period where I quit drinking, and many of the listeners know that I've had a drinking challenge. I quit drinking for 3.5 months. I worked out every single day, and compared to electrical engineering and computer engineering, my master's in business actually felt really easy in comparison. I remember I was living this life. Woke up in the morning, went to the gym, played basketball for several hours, went to the weight room, and then basically, after the weight room, I would do my classes and then I would go home. I would do my homework, which wasn't that much because business was much easier than engineering in comparison. And then I would go out and I would have fun with other people. At the time, I had quit drinking. I remember, and I'm actually a little ashamed of this in hindsight, but I would actually pour water into beer cans because WPI has 12 fraternities and I would know all the people in the fraternities and I would go party and I would meet people. I would meet girls dating at the time. I would go with my buddy Manu, he was my roommate at the time, and I would literally carry around water in a beer can because I didn't want to make other people uncomfortable. Okay? But I remember I went to GNC and there was this one guy there and I bought supplements. I was doing creatine and I believe I was doing protein powder, and I had a pre-workout, C4. For those of you who do workout, you might know of C4. It's a very famous pre-workout. But I remember asking the guy behind the counter, like, I made such massive progress in such a short amount of time. Like, what made the difference? Is it the creatine? He's like, well, what else changed? And I told him, I quit drinking, honestly, like 3 or 4 months ago. And I feel like $1 million. I feel like I've gained so much muscle mass in such a short amount of time. He's like, Alan, it is 100% the drinking. The creatine had very little to do with it. It had to do with the alcohol. My big story to myself, my big excuse was Alan drinking consistently in college is not holding back your fitness goals. That is complete nonsense. It's not true. It was holding back my fitness goals way more than I ever thought. And now that I have quit drinking and I just surpassed 2 full years very recently, it's not even close. The version of me that would consistently drink alcohol versus the version of me that doesn't, it's not even close, mentally, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. So if you're out there and you like marijuana or you like alcohol, that's okay, okay? But don't tell yourself a story that it's not holding you back, because it might be. Maybe it's not, but if you're like Kevin and I, it was holding us back, and we know that. And if we held on to those excuses, I'd still be drinking and he might still be smoking at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday and not getting as much work done. And quite frankly, this is next level you. We were not able to get to the next level with those same habits we used to have. And we would not be at the level we are at today if we didn't give up to grow up.
And we all have excuses. And at the end of the day, it's up to you to decide what is holding you back the most and work on that one. We all have them. It's maybe you say you're afraid of something when it's like, I just really don't want to do it. Right? Like, we all have excuses, but we have to figure out, I think of it this way. It's like a train. There's only so much room on the train. You can have all the ambition, or you can have half ambition, half excuses. You can have 3/4 excuses and 1/4 ambition. Like, we have to balance that out and get rid of the things that are holding us back. I don't know that you'll ever get rid of all of your excuses, because I think we still have some.
For right? Sure.
It's too late, you've been doing it too long, whatever. But the goal is to get a little bit less, a little bit less, a little bit less, and a little more focused on what you actually want out of it.
If you want help overcoming your excuses, reach out to Kevin or myself. Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, please reach out. Our information is in the show notes. And eliminate your excuses, because they are holding you back. Remember, it's the people who admit the truth to themselves and then do something about it that get to the next level.
If you have an excuse that says, I don't know enough, we actually just launched our first online course. Just go to nextleveluniverse.com. You'll see the courses tab. Click it. It'll take you there. And again, it is $47. We wanted to make it cheap and affordable, but it is not cheap in quality. We love you. We appreciate you. So tomorrow we have last week's live podcast, Mirror Moments, How to Positively Receive Feedback. If you're getting to the next level, that means you're probably getting next level feedback. So that is what that episode is all about. As always, we do not have fans. We have family. We will talk to you all tomorrow.
Talk to you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for joining us for another episode of Next Level University.
One podcast episode can change your life forever. If you got value from this episode, please share it with someone you care about deeply.
And we will talk to you on the next one.